tuned for Leologos Radio, the weekly radio program featuring the best in Greek music and culture, plus interviews with Greek and international newsmakers. Leologos Radio with Michael Nevaralekis begins now. That was Leonidas Balafas starting us off today on a special Christmas edition of Leologos Radio with a song titled O Gaidaros O Manolios. This is Leologos Radio, the radio program which bridges the worldwide Greek community and which airs on 20 radio stations across 5 countries, 4 continents, and online. My name is Michael Nevradakis, and today's broadcast is our special Christmas edition, which will feature the music of the talented young Greek singer and songwriter Leonidas Balafas, who will also be our guest on the Leologos interview series today. We will hear some of his best music, and in our interview, Balafas will speak to us about his career, his musical inspirations, his live appearances, and much, much more. That interview begins now, right here on Leologos Radio and the Leologos interview series. The Leologos Interview Series, our weekly segment featuring interviews on matters pertaining to Greece and the worldwide Greek community, coming up next here on Leologos Radio. Joining us today on Diálogos Radio for our special holiday broadcast is the talented young singer and songwriter Leonidas Balafas, who will speak to us today about his musical career, his recent hits, and much more. Leonidas, thank you first of all for joining us today.
Thank you for inviting me.
To get us started, share with us a few words about how you began your musical journey and how you made it all the way to the Fame Story reality show in 2006 and 2007.
Πάμε, ταξιδεύω στο παρελθόν δηλαδή. Τώρα την τρέλα την είχα από μικρός με τη μουσική.
Ah, a journey back in time. I was crazy about music from a very young age, and with writing songs as well, putting lyrics and words together. I began doing this from junior high school, and slowly I began to write my first songs. Of course, I also had other interests and jobs besides music, both prior to and after my military conscription. And this continued until I got my first paying musical gig at the Apanemia Boat in the Plaka area of Athens. That is where I earned my first income as a musician. At the Apanemia Boat, I was paid a daily wage and I performed 5 days a week. That is when the professional aspect was introduced into my music for the first time. The truth is that I always saw, and continue to see, music as an amateur interest of mine, first and foremost. But since there is an economic aspect in place as well, that is where I become a quote-unquote professional. After my time at the Apanemia Boat, having played there for 1 year, I performed at some other musical venues, and then I entered the Fame Story reality show as a contestant. I was hesitant at first, but had a lot of encouragement from those close to me to take a chance and participate in all of that. At the time, there was no Facebook, just MySpace, which was new then, and YouTube. I initially participated in another contest called All Star Fame and finished first. And the prize was that after 3 months, I had the opportunity to become a contestant on Fame Story, and I ended up winning that as well. So that's how I got started. And I survived that experience intact, physically and intellectually, and have continued my music and doing what I have been doing since then. I write songs which reflect what I feel and what I believe many other people feel as well.
Despite your major success on Fame Story, you continue to lead a very low-key lifestyle and you incorporate many experiences from your day-to-day life into your music. What inspires you when you write a new song?
The reality show, Fame Story, was sort of a virtual reality for me. If we consider my experience there a success, in quotations, then that success came mostly out of the monetary prize which I won then. However, I was not under the misimpression that after Fame Story, things would be easy and fall into my lap. Quite the opposite, in fact. And indeed, things were difficult. Since for the purists and cultural types, I was the guy who sold out and went on the reality show. Additionally, I was at the center of attention for a while, and this was quite difficult. When this period passed, though, and I was once again performing in front of perhaps one or two or three tables, I once again reached a state where I was earning a basic living, and I was able to support my family with what I do, with a simple and austere lifestyle without many luxuries. Now, in terms of what inspires me, when I'm experiencing strong feelings about something, when I have an emotional weight on my shoulders, whether that is a joy or pain or anything else, this acts as a pipeline of sorts, bringing inspiration to me and allowing me to put those feelings down on paper and transfer them into my music.
This is Diálogos Radio. We will return after a short break.
Μια μοιάζομαι βομβαρδισμένο τοπίο με ένα στιχάκι που είναι μουτζουρωμένο στη ζωή στο τελευταίο θρανείο και με πουλί ξενιτεμένο. Έχω πείσμα και γερότο στο μάχη σαν τον Παύλο με την καλπική λύρα. Την αγάπη που έχω δώσει δεν πήρα, έτσι το θέλησε η μοίρα. Άιτε να σταθώ στα πόδια μου μετά από τόσα χτυπήματα. Έχω ξεχάσει τα βήματα, μα δεν με παίρνει να πω δεν μπορώ. Πρέπει να μπω στο χώρο. Άιτε να σταθώ στα πόδια μου μετά από τόσα χτυπήματα. Έχω ξεχάσει τα βήματα, μα δεν με παίρνει να πω δεν μπορώ. Πρέπει να μπω στο χώρο. Μεγαλώνω τον άφωνο. Ποιος τα αλήθεια παίρνει αυτό που το αξίζει. Δεν το θέλω μα μου βγαίνει παραπονό, γιατί η ρόδα δεν γυρίζει. Άιτε να σταθώ στα πόδια μου μετά από τόσα χτυπήματα. Έχω ξεχάσει τα βήματα, μα δεν με παίρνει να πω δεν μπορώ. Πρέπει να μπω στο χώρο. Άιτε να σταθώ στα πόδια μου μετά από τόσα χτυπήματα. Έχω ξεχάσει τα βήματα, μα δεν με παίρνει να πω δεν μπορώ. Πρέπει να πω στο χώρο.
We now return to the Diálogos interview series here on Diálogos Radio. We are speaking with singer-songwriter Leonidas Balafas here on the Christmas edition of Diálogos Radio in the Diálogos interview series. And Leonidas, a few months ago, your recent hit, Nastathos Sta Podia Mou, for which you collaborated with musician Yorgos Nikiforou Zervakis, became something of an internet sensation. What inspired you to write the lyrics to the song, and did you expect it to become such a runaway success?
Allow me to share a few words with you about this. This song was, first and foremost, a song with a social message. With the help of our director, Theodoris Papadoukalis, the song took on a political character. As it happened, elections were held during the same period that the song was released, and that helped the song really take off without it having been something that we had originally planned or even thought of. It just so happened that elections took place at that time, and when we uploaded the music video online, a lot of people found out about it and it took off. The song, of course, had a dynamic and social character about the person who is having a hard time but doesn't give up. who continues to find his footing and who refuses to get brought under by difficult circumstances. He may fall and get hurt, but he gets right back up again. I believe that there are many such people in Greece and all around the world who are experiencing this in their own lives. And it is something that I've experienced many times as well through my music and everything else. And there have been times where through certain media and radio and a lot of other things, I was able to get some support and continue what I am doing. The song says that life goes on and things turn around for each person, for the loneliness they may be experiencing, or for those who are waiting for something big to happen in their lives. These periods may sometimes seem like an eternity, but they are temporary. And when someone wants to do something good, they will eventually be rewarded for it, either during their lifetime or after their death. You never know.
You have also become very popular and very beloved by audiences who have enjoyed your live performances, which are said to have a character and personality all their own. Tell us about your live appearances and about the connection that you attempt to build with your fans.
Your questions are really great, Michael. I really appreciate this. When I go up on stage, even today, after having done this for many years, I still feel the same nervousness. This happens each time I am on stage. And because I do not want to feel pigeonholed in any way when I do this work, because I want to feel free when I am performing, what I like to do is improvise, to break with the program, to say something different, to change up some lyrics, and to create something new each time. I might do 10 shows in a row, and each one of them will be different in its own way. In this way, I try as much as possible to let my own personality shine through, to feel some freedom. And I believe that while this may not be evident to everyone in the audience, that there are always those people who understand it, feel it, enjoy it, and identify with it, allowing us together to feel free, and that we are part of a small circle of friends sharing our feelings and our music with one another, even if I am playing a large venue.
This is the Alois Radio. We will return after a short break.
Μάνα μη με συμβουλεύεις, είμαι μεγάλος πια. Έχω ανοίξει τα φτερά μου, ανεβαίνω τα σκαλιά μου. Χάραξα τα όνειρά μου και έχει η μάνα μου ουσία. Μη σε πιάνει απελπισία. Θα έχω μάτια και στην πλάτη και ένα καλό σκοπό. Κάθε ένα μονοπάτι θα έχει να μου δώσει κάτι, κάτι για να συνεχίζω και ποτέ να μη λυγίζω, ως το τέλος να ελπίζω. Μη σε πιάνει απελπισία, ό,τι βρέξει ας κατεβάσει. Έχω χρόνια για να πάθω, αν δεν πάθω πώς θα μάθω. Μη σε πιάνει σε απελπισία.
We now return to the Diálogos interview series here on Diálogos Radio. We are on the air with singer-songwriter Leonidas Balafas here on the Christmas edition of Diálogos Radio and the Diálogos interview series. And Leonidas, during this period, you're performing a series of live shows in Athens. And in addition, you schedule frequent appearances in other Greek cities as well. Where could our listeners see you perform in the coming period?
Τώρα εγώ θα παίζω μέχρι τέλη Δεκέμβρη στο Σταυρό του Νότου Πέμπτης. Μπορεί να συνεχιστεί και λίγο το Γενάρη.
Until the end of December, I will be playing at the Stavros του Νότου Club in Athens each Thursday, and these appearances may even continue into January. After that, I plan on performing in some other Greek cities, though I do not know which ones yet. While in the recent period, I have played in cities such as Thessaloniki, Yanena, Larissa, and Volos. After January, I will also put together a proposal to record new songs, a new album, and to enter the studio sometime in February to begin recording, with the goal of releasing new material this coming summer. If all goes well, I will continue to have the opportunity to perform winter, summer, anywhere I'm invited.
Στα εξωτερικά, τι κάνουμε κι εμείς εδώ οι Έλληνες στην πατρίδα.
As you may know, our radio program airs in the United States, in Canada, in South Africa, and in Australia.
I hope to perform in these places someday as well.
I was just about to ask this question. Do you have any plans to perform overseas in the upcoming period?
I would like it very much, but the opportunity just has not presented itself as of yet. There needs to be some action taken, an agreement made, and so forth. As you may know, I don't belong to any major talent agencies that are usually able to schedule such appearances. It's just my best man and I that handle everything, for better or worse. Slowly but surely, we're doing whatever we can. Now, if someone invites us and is able at least to cover travel expenses, we would absolutely be interested.
In closing, what wishes would you like to share with our listeners, both in Greece and overseas, for the holiday period and the new year?
I would like to wish love and joy to everyone, for people to love each other without expecting anything in return. But instead of giving and sharing of themselves, I believe that this will allow us all to take a step closer to true happiness. I wish joyous days to everyone, for the beautiful holiday that is Christmas, and for each new day and new year and for always.
Well, Leonida, thank you very much for taking the time to speak with us today. Best of luck with your continued musical work, and best wishes from all of us for a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Χρόνια καλά, χρόνια καλά. Ευχαριστώ πάρα πολύ για την πρόσκληση. Να σας έχει ο Θεός καλά.
Thank you very much for having me. Happy holidays, and may God have you well.
We thank you as well. Attention iTunes users, Diálogos Radio is now just a click away. You can now download our podcasts and listen to Diálogos Radio 24/7 anytime, anywhere. Check us out today in the iTunes podcast directory and in iTunes Radio.
σταλούσα καπιτάλα και έγινε στο ψάρι με στη γυάλα. Από τα πολλά τα κι άλλα κι άλλα έμεινες μονάχο σου μπουκάλα. Βούτα, βούτα, απλήστε μαρμά πετρί. Άλλος έγινες τα χρόνια κι άλλος είχες γεννηθεί. Βούτα, βούτα, όχι εκεί όπου πατάς. Και μην κλαψουρίζεις τώρα και το παίζεις φουκαράς. Πέτρι χρυσά κουτάλια και χάσες τα αυγά και τα πασχάλια. Τα κάνες γυαλιά καρδιά σβαράλια, φόρεσες τα μαύρα σου τα χάλια. Βούτα, βούτα, άπνισε μπαρμπά πετρί. Άλλος έγινες τα χρόνια κι άλλος είχες γεννηθεί. Βούτα, βούτα, όχι εκεί όπου πατάς. Και μην κλαψουρίζεις τώρα και το παίζεις φουγαράς. Άπνισε μπαρμπά πετρί. Άλλος έγινες τα χρόνια κι άλλος είχες γεννηθεί. Βούτα, βούτα, όχι εκεί όπου πατάς. Και μην κλαψουρίζεις τώρα και το παίζεις φουκαράς.
Take Diálogos Radio on the go with you with the new Diálogos Radio app for Android devices. Now you can listen live to Diálogos Radio and Diálogos Radio 24/7, download our podcasts, and read our latest articles all in our free Android app, available now in the Google Play Store. We just wrapped up our special holiday interview with Greek singer-songwriter Leonidas Balafas, during which we heard some more of his music, with the last song that we heard titled Kapitalas, and prior to that the songs Apiotis, Mana, and Nastatho ta Podia Mou, with the last song done in conjunction with Yorgos Nikiforou Zervakis. We would also like to thank Matthew Houtsma for providing the voiceover of our interview today. As with all of our interviews, the podcast of today's interview will soon be available on our website, dialogosmedia.org, in the Dialogos Radio apps for Android, Kindle, BlackBerry, and Chrome, in iTunes, TuneIn.com, and a Windows Store, and in the Nobex Radio, WeCast, Player FM, and Stitcher apps. We will hear one more song by Leonidas Balafas now to wrap up this first portion of our special Christmas broadcast here on Diálogos Radio, and that will be followed up by our commentary of the week.
ανάσα. Ζωή δε θέλω άλλο, γεύση πικρή μου άφησες και ένα καημό μεγάλο. Με ρίχνουν και πληγώ και σηκώνουμε. Σακάκι μου να φύγει.